हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे ॐ सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नमः यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्राणं देवा अनुप्राणन्ति मनुष्याः पशवश्च ये प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते सर्वमेव त आयुर्यन्ति ये प्राणम् ब्रह्मोपासते प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वायेतस्मात् प्राणमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वायेष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य यजुरेव शिरः ऋग्दक्षिणः पक्षः सामोत्तरः पक्षः आदेश आत्मा अथर्वाङ्गिरसः पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह आनन्दम् ब्रह्मणो विद्वान् न बिभेति कदाचनेति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वायेतस्मात् मनोमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा विज्ञानमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वायेष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य श्रद्धैव शिरः ऋतम् दक्षिणः पक्षः सत्यमुत्तरः पक्षः योग आत्मा महःपुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति Actually, now we are seeing Manomayaha Atma, Manomaya Kosha. I want to make it very clear what we saw last class also. It's only in this Manomaya Kosha, this bird imagery is of the Manomaya in the form of Veda mantras. I always said why here Veda mantras are taken here as the limbs of the Manomaya Atma. The idea here is just to help us understand even at this much subtler level of Manaha, Manomayaha, the individual mind also, I find that you have to understand the individual mind, of course, is also a material product. Therefore, it is also inert by its nature. And still, it's also mithya. It has no independent existence. Even mind is, of course, yesterday you heard me teaching in Mandukya class also, the mind is also material product. The mind being inert, it has no independent existence, it's also mithya. So, but we do have identity with the mind as a self. That's why Manomaya, when we mistake the mind for the Atma, mind for the self, and we become what it is, Manomaya Koshaha. Manomaya Atma. It is a kosha when you understand it is not. So I, the Atma, I, the self, am not the mind. When you understand, then it is the Manomaya Kosha. As long as you take the mind for the self, it is the Manomaya Atma. Instead of we see this all mantras as the Manomaya. Just to understand it's mithya. It is not. The analysis is for understanding that it is a mithya. But it's the only place where we have four Vedas. All Vedas are taken as the limbs of Manomaya Atma. And so here, why mantras, Veda mantras are taken as the limbs of Manomaya Kosha, Manomaya Atma? We say Samashti Manaha is Hiranyagarbha. The totality of mind is Hiranyagarbha. The Vyashti Manaha, of course, we know. And here, this Vyashti Manaha is also non-separate from Samashti Manaha. That's why it's Mano Mayaha. When you say Mayaha means it's a product, it's effect. So there cannot be something called individual mind which can exist independently without the corresponding total mind. There is one Samashti Manaha, this one on the cosmic mind, and which is part, every mind is part of that. Therefore, it is not something which has independent existence. It's also mithya. That's one understanding we must have. But now we are seeing the mantras are presented because using this opportunity, Upad also mentions this, Shankarapada also explains this, that all the Veda mantras, originally, mantras are in the form of thoughts. This is a very important lesson. If you say Veda mantraha is in the form of thought only, originally. And the mantra which is in the form of thought alone, only when it is taught to a student, it is in the form of words. Again, words heard by the student through the ears, reaching the mind of the student, the words again become the thoughts. So mostly it's only some of my thoughts. So here the argument was therefore all the Veda mantras are taken here. Very good. We saw that how Rigvedaha. Yajurveda is the head of the Pranamaya, the Manomaya Atma. Rigveda is the right wing of the Manomaya Atma. Samaveda is the left wing of the Manomaya Atma. And this Brahmana portion forms the trunk of this Manomaya Atma. And then Atharva Veda forms the tail of the Manomaya Atma. We understood. And regarding this Manomayatma, we have a verse which explains Manomayatma. Analysis of the Manomayatma we are going to see. Before that, we are understanding I wanted to explain this first. Why these four Vedas, we initially understood why Rig Veda, Yajurveda said to be the head of this Manomayatma, why Rig is Dakshina Paksha, why etc. We explained already, has been explained. But in between, an argument came. What is the argument? The argument was, why the Veda mantras are presented here as the limbs of the Manomaya Atma? This is question number one. Why the question comes, Veda mantras are presented as the Manomaya Atma, it is not appropriate. According to the Purva Pakshi means the person who has the doubt. According to him, Veda mantras obtain in two forms. Listen to me, this is the content of the teaching, whole teaching. Veda mantras obtain in two different forms. In what form? In the thought form, in word form. Shabda rupaha mantraha means, hope are all listening to me? Okay. Shabda rupaha mantraha means Veda mantras are in the form of thoughts only. Another form is what? Shabda rupaha mantraha. So, vritti rupaha Veda mantraha, shabda rupaha Veda mantraha, vritti rupaha, shabda rupaha. I'm explaining what I explained last class. I don't know, wouldn't have understood. Vritti rupaha, shabda rupaha. The mantra, all Veda mantras are either in the form of thoughts or they are in the form of words. Any knowledge is in the form of thoughts, in the form of words only. But what is special about Veda mantras? Veda mantras originally always in the form of thoughts only. Mostly they are in the form of thoughts only. Because they are always in the form of thoughts, shabdi, vritti rupaha eva Veda mantraha. Vritti rupaha eva Veda mantraha means mantras are always in the form of thoughts only. That is why it is appropriate to have Veda mantras here as the limbs of the Manomaya. Even you can say Samashti Manomaya Ishvara, nothing wrong. But here, what is Purupakshi's argument? Veda mantras are always heard and learned. So when they are taught, of course, they come out in the form of words only. So, vritti rupaha mantraha, shabda rupaha api bhavanti. They become words and they are heard, understood, and they are written in the mind again. They are in the form of thoughts only. Only during the period of when the mantras are taught, during the period of teaching, the mantras, when come out from the mouth of the teacher, and when they are heard by the student, they are in the form of thoughts, words. When the teaching is over, again they remain in the form of thoughts only. So, mantras obtain in two forms, in the form of thoughts, in the form of words. So, mostly because mantras are chanted, it's all said to be in the word form. So the student's argument is, the mantras are mainly in the form of words, shabda rupaha. When they are in the form of words, how can they be here presented as the limbs of Manomaya. How can you connect them with the mind? Being words, they're connected to what? Connected to organ of speech. So how can they be presented here as the something to associate with the mind? As vritti, that's the idea. That is the question here. So the answer is given. Of course, they are in the form of sounds also, words also, but still originally they are in the form of thoughts only. So the explanation is given. Vedas, consisting of this knowledge, obtaining in the form of words, of course, originally, they were revealed. Who initiated the teaching? The initiator of the whole teaching is Bhagavan himself, because we can't trace the first source. And then from the time we all got revealed to the teachers, rishis, they were directly received in the form of thoughts only. Therefore, mantras originally remain in the form of thoughts, not like other things in the world. See, other objects are how? Other objects are to be perceived through sense organs. After perception of the sense through sense organs, then the perceived objects, the thought forms of the objects are formed. Then the knowledge of the objects happen. Understand? Whereas Veda mantras are not in the form of sounds first, then the form of thoughts only, originally. So they're not in the form of words. See, Shabda Rupam, the word form of the mantras, is there only when they are chanted. They chant, otherwise, only the form of thoughts only. And before the word comes out also, it must be in the form of thought. What comes out in the form of word also, it must be in the form of thought. But Veda mantras originally in the form of thoughts only. That's why we can say primarily the mantra is of thought form. All mantras are of thought forms primarily. Secondarily, we can say they are in the form of word form also. Yes, Shabda Rupaha Mantraha, we can say, because they are chanted, they are orally uttered by the teacher, for the student to be able to listen here and for me to receive the mantra. They were Shabda Rupaha, but primarily they are of Vritti Rupaha. There's no confusion. And for which he gives some example also. In some places of the Karmakanda, it is mentioned that mantras must be chanted. Mantras must be chanted for rituals. They must be in the form of words only. But so here again, it is made very clear. Even just because mantras are prescribed to be chanted during the performance of certain rituals, we cannot say the words Veda mantras are primarily in the form of words. No. They're always in the form of thoughts only. They're never in the form of words other than the time when they're taught. And then, even though mantras are prescribed for japa, and here another important point is mentioned, the two japa we have, when the mantras are repeated, it is repetition of a thought. Mantras are repeated, it is a repetition of a thought only. Even the words are uttered. A second thing, manasaha japaha. The japa which is done mentally is much more effective, more beneficial than the vachikam japaha. Vachika japaha, the oral repetition of mantra, is useful, but it is considered to be inferior when compared to the manasa japaha. Manasa japaha alone is more effective and highly beneficial. So Manasa Japa is being considered to be superior than the Vachika Japa. Therefore, also, the other reason is given. There should not be any doubt at all. Mantras are always in the form of thoughts only. Thought form of the mantra is the primary meaning. Mantra, obtaining of a word, is actually secondary meaning. There is no other form of the mantra, isn't it? That is why mantras are here, presented as the limbs of the Manomaya Kosha. This is made very clear. And we have come to this. In this, I wanted to understand two definitions of mantra given by Shankaracharya in his commentary. Remember that now? What is a mantra? First mantra, let me remind you, the first mantra, first definition. When you say mantra, what is a mantra? That which is of the form of a thought. That which obtains in the form of a thought is a mantra. Okay. The mantra. So, vritti rupaha mantraha. It is number one definition. Second definition. We saw last class. I wanted to again tell you. What is a mantra? What's a yajur mantra? What is a rig mantra? What is a sama mantra? The question is asked, what is a mantra? So, manasaha hi sthana prayatnat swara swara varna pada vakya vishaya vrittihi. Tat sankalpatmika vrittihi, tad bhavita vrittihi, shrotradi karana dwara, yajus sanketa visishta, yajuhu ityuchyate. What is a yajur mantra? You can say, rig mantra or sama mantra, any mantra can be defined. It's a first definition. So, mantra is always in the form of thought only. So, thought form of a sentence. The sentence must be having what? Of course, words. The thought form of a sentence, the mantra in having a sentence. The sentence having the words, and the words having, of course, vowels and consonants. And vowels and consonants also have what? Their own. We have swara, the intonation. And the prayatraha, certain effort is involved in pronouncing the sounds. And also the sthanam, the place of utterance. So there's a thought form of all this, not simply mantra means. Mantra in thought form does not mean simply saying something. Everything, the sentence, the words, the sounds which form the sentence, and the sounds, the place of utterance, the pronunciation, okay, the place of utterance, the pronunciation, the effort involved in pronouncing them, and also swara, specific swaras. We know when we chant this mantra, we have swaras, the swara. All these are associated in the mantra vritti. Not only that, this vritti, when a specific mantra is chanted, there must be some specific intent. Sankalpa. What is the, when you do Medha Suktam, of course the intention is what? Intent is on that we want Medha. So when you chant Durga Suktam, the intent, there's also Sankalpa. Okay? The intent is there. That is, we want some, the strength. Like that intent is also that. That's what Sankalpatmika means. Even the purpose of chanting the mantra, the intent with which it is chanted. That's also, so the mantra is in the form of mantra with the respective intention, sankalpa. Then tadbhavita vritti. And then this mantra is not just only once it is chanted. this mantra being the vritti, the any vritti when it comes, because repeated chanting, the vritti becomes soaked in that mantra. So tadbhavita vrittihi. When you repeatedly, every time you are chanting the mantra, placing attention in the mantra, you know, it becomes soaked also. And how is it, this vritti, which is formed in the mind, being heard from the teacher through the, during the teaching, the mantra, which is in the mouth, taught in the mind of a teacher, through the words, through the sounds, reaches the mind of the student and becomes a vritti again. Of course, it is heard through the sounds, through the ears in the hum of sounds, but again it remains in the hum of a thought only. And if it is a Yajurveda mantra, and your features pertinent to Yajurveda mantra will be there. To Samaveda mantra, the specific feature belonging to Samaveda mantra will be there. So in keeping with whichever is the Veda, and the specific feature of that mantra also will be there. This is what is the definition of the Yajur mantra. It's a clean, I think better you memorize this definition. Another definition also was given by Shankaracharya. Towards the end we saw, I wanted to remind you this. Manovritti upadhi parichinnam, manovritti nishtam atma chaitanyam, anadi nidhanam yajushabdavachyam, atma vijnanam mantraha. What is a mantra? It is said, another definition of a mantra. Veda mantra is not something like the thought form of any other object. Thought form of a mantra, the mantra of the thought form is not like any other thought form of any other object. It is Atma Chaitanyam. Mantra is the consciousness, Atma Chaitanyam, but it is obtaining in every thought, obtaining in the mantra, in the of a thought. So mantra means not just the thought alone. A thought pervaded, of course, every thought is pervaded by consciousness, particularly specifically as this mantra's origin only in the form of thoughts, received form of thoughts only. Always the mantras, they were pervaded by consciousness. Therefore it is said the consciousness itself, Atma Chaitanyam, and which is anadi nidhanam, the beginningless, endless consciousness alone. Okay, being timeless is what now? Manovritti upadhi parichinnam, which is limited by the upadhi in the form of a thought. The pure consciousness, the beginningless, endless consciousness, means timeless consciousness, manovritti upadhi parichinnam, limited by the mantra in the form of a thought. Parichinnam, limited in the sense what? Because it is upadhi, being upadhi, manovritti upadhi parichinnam, and which is known by the term yajuhu. Yajushabda vachyam. What is yajushabda? What is meant by the word yajuhu? Yajurveda, if you say, what is yajur mantra? Yajushabda vachyam. The meaning of the word yajur mantra is nothing but the beginningless, endless consciousness obtaining in every thought, manovritti nivishtam. Beginningless, endless, timeless consciousness obtaining in every thought, every mantra in the form of a thought, manovritti nivishtam, they were limited by the upadhi in the form of a vritti. That is what is mantra, yajur mantra. It means every mantra is of, every mantra is a cognition, in the, every mantra is of two aspects, the vritti and consciousness. That's what he says. The two definitions. This is the much finer definition of mantra is manovritti upadhi parichinnam, manovritti nivishtam, manovritti nishtam. Manovritti nishtam means that which obtains in every thought. How light is, light there is there pervading every object. So here the every vritti being pervaded by the consciousness, it said manovritti nivishtam atma chaitanyam, the consciousness itself obtaining in every thought, being limited by every thought, the form of upadhi, and this beginningless endless consciousness alone in the form said to be the yajur mantra, yajushabda vachyam. Atma vijnanam mantraha. All mantras are in the form of thoughts only, primarily. The shabda rupam should be taken as a secondary meaning only. Not mere thoughts, there is nothing but pure consciousness itself. Every mantra is consciousness itself. What is the difference? A consciousness, which consciousness? Anadinidanam. The timeless, beginningless, endless consciousness alone. Vritti nivishtam. Manovritti nishtam. Manovritti nishtam. Manovritti nivishtam means obtaining in the form of a thought, obtaining in every thought, which is limited by this upadhi, thought upadhi alone is said to be yajur mantraha. All mantras are that. So what we say, that is how the mantra, all the Veda mantras always remain in the form of thoughts, mostly. Only they're expressed, they come in the form, up in the form of sounds, otherwise they remain in the thoughts only. Therefore, what? The remaining anything in the form of thoughts never come to an end. Being always remaining from thoughts never come to an end means they have no beginning, they have no end also. So what? They continue to exist in the mind, in the minds of it, which all the mantras remained in Ishvara's mind in the form of Maya. Rishis got them revealed, they were in the form of thoughts in the minds of Rishis, and through parampara, all the mantras always remain in the form of thoughts in the mind of the lineage of teachers. So they continue to be there. So they will never going to end. They will never end. So what happens? Somebody dies. What happens? The body will get disintegrated. The mind doesn't die. So okay, the mantra will continue to be there in the mind of a person again. Isn't it? So what is said is, and when the whole jagat, again everything becomes unmanifest, at the time of pralaya, the whole jagat becomes unmanifest, and the mantras also remain unmanifest. Veda mantras will remain unmanifest along with the words, world, at the time of mahapralaya. Again, when the new Srishti begins, again mantras will come back, will get become manifest, which means Veda mantras are also equally perennially eternal like the world. It's something very subtle. Okay, Veda mantras are not like other words. That is why an example was given. Again, another doubt also came for the Pura Pakshi to make you understand. Any form we see, suppose like a pot, table, chair, any form we see, and then we cannot do the manasa japa of an object. Okay, pot. You can say a word, pot or table, manasa japa. Mentally, the forms are not repeated. We can't repeat. Why we can't repeat them? Because it's not Kriya Avishayam. Kriya Avishayatvati, the answer was given. Japa, a mantra is that which is an object of mental activity. Manasa Kriya Vishayaha Mantraha. A mantra is that which is an object of mental activity. Whereas other objects which we are seeing, the table, chair, pot, etc., they're all objects of perception, objects of knowledge. Objects of knowledge. So we only perceive. When you see a pot, when you see a table, you perceive the object. The thought form of the object can be formed in the mind. The thought form of an object can be repeated. Okay? But object itself cannot be repeated. Pot thought can be repeated. But that is not a japa. That is simply you can repeat. But what is idea? Mantra japaha, when you say manasaha japaha, mantra japaha is a manasaha japaha. Okay? Of course, sometimes we do recommend the vachika japa also if people are not prepared. But vachika japa is inferior in its power. And here, any mantra is an object of action, not object of knowledge. Mantra is object of action, means object of mental activity. That is, it can be repeated, chanted. Mantra can be chanted. Om Namo Narayanaya is what? So mantra, it is an object of action, act of repetition. That is another important thing. Okay, so let us come to today's class. This is the content, nothing much. Okay, don't need to break your heads. Think what is there. This much teachers need to have understood. Again, let me make it very clear. Evam cha nityatva upapattihi vedanam. I come to that particular line. Evam cha nityatva upapattihi vedanam. Vedas, nityatva upapattihi. Vedas being perennially eternal becomes possible. All the Vedas being perennially eternal becomes possible. All the Veda mantras have perennial eternity because they never disappear, never gets destroyed. A perennially eternal thing is not subject to destruction. Nothing in the world is subject to destruction, really speaking. The whole Jagat is perennially eternal. The entirety of the universe goes back, remains unmanifest, and comes back. That's why we say there's no creation, it's only manifestation. And here, along with the universe, Veda mantras also, beginninglessly, they have been coming. They become manifest along with the universe. They become unmanifest along with the universe. So what? Veda Shastram also has this honor of being perennially eternal. And what is said to be? Nityatva Pravahaha. Okay. Otherwise, Anyatha Avishayatve Rupadivat Nityattam Rupadivat Anityattam Chasyat. Otherwise, if you do not take the mantra to be of the form of the thought only, if we simply say mantra is also in the form of only in the form of words, then like any form or any object which is perceived through sense organs, such as form, etc. This also would have what now? Anityattam chasyat. Then the mantras also would have become time bound like other objects. If mantras are taken to be only in the form of sounds primarily, then mantras also would have become time bound like other objects perceived through sense organs, such as form, etc. Okay. So what should be the meaning of the mantra should take? Avichinna vritti rupam. Therefore, if this is the meaning you should take, it is consciousness only. The consciousness along with the thought in which it obtains and is limited by the upadhi in the form of thought and is eternal. That is what is a mantra. Therefore, etad na yuktam. Na etad yuktam. It's not appropriate to say that mantra is of the sound form. No. All mantras are always primarily in the form of thoughts only. They are in the form of sounds, words, sounds only when they are taught. When other friendly, when they are uttered orally. Okay. Now, I come to today's class. Sarve Vedaha Yatra Yekam Bhavanti Samanasinaha Atma Iticha Shrutihi Nitya Atmana Ekatvam Bhruvati. See, he presents another quotation here. This quote is from Taittiriya Aranyakam. Why the Taittiriya Aranyakam? Quotation is given from Taittiriya Aranyakam, Shankara Bhagavatpada. In his commentary, he wants to present that what Vedashastram itself says about the Vedashastram. In Taittiriya Aranyakam, it is mentioned. What is mentioned? Sarve Vedaha Yatra Yekam Bhavanti Sahamanasinaha Atma. What's the meaning of this sentence? All the Vedas, Sarve Vedaha, Yekam Bhavanti. Sarve Vedaha, Yekam Bhavanti. All Vedas become one. All Vedas become one. They remain together. Yekam Bhavanti. All Veda mantras remain together, becoming one. Ekam Bhavanti. Where? That is Saha Manasinaha Atma. Manasinaha Atma. So Ekam Bhavanti, that in which all Veda mantras become one, remaining together, that is Atma, the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. So Manasinaha means what? They all remain unmanifest. Manasinaha means they remain in potential form. So Sarve Vedaha Yatra Ekam Bhavanti Saha Manasinaha Atma. So Atma is, he says, that is Atma in whom, that is pure consciousness, implied with term Atma, in which alone all the mantras remain together as one in unmanifest form. That is Atma. What does it mean? Veda mantras remain together as one with Atma means Veda mantras also are timeless. the consciousness implied by the term Atma is timeless. And all the Veda mantras also remain unmanifest together as one in Maya, his own Jnana Shakti in Bhagavan, in Atma. Therefore, what? Veda mantras are timeless. Is another proof. Sarve Vedaha Yatra Yekam Bhavanti Saha Manasinaha Atma. So Manasinaha means what? Manasinaha means the Atma who is there in all the minds as the witness. Manasinaha means Manasi Tishtati Iti Manasinaha. Manasi Asinaha Manasinaha. This sentence also explains that mantras have no beginning. Mantras have no end. Mantras come and go. Mean what are they? Manifest and unmanifest. Manifest and unmanifest. They never get destroyed. They never get perished. They never come to an end. Mantras, all the Veda mantras are beginningless, endless. The timeless Shastram. Veda Shastram, timeless Shastram. Why it is timeless? Because they are always name of thoughts only. Anything in the form of an perceptible object, an object, perceptive sense organs can undergo a lot of changes. Understand now? The perceptible forms can undergo changes. Whereas that which obtains in the form of a thought does not change. There is not no death for it. So, Sarve Mantra, all mantras, when the universe becomes unmanifest, what happens to Veda mantras? All Veda mantras obtaining in the form of thoughts in the minds of the people, all of them, all those Veda mantras remain together as one. Ekam Bhavanti. In the form of the unmanifest power in Atma. That is, what is Atma? Atma is that in whom all the Veda mantras remain unmanifest and together. And the Atma who is there as the witness in the minds of people. Manasinaha Atma. Iti, when they talk about the Atma, it is said, Atma is that which obtains the mind, all the minds as the witness in whom, in which consciousness in Atma, in whom all the mantras remain together as one during Pralaya. Iti Nitya Atmana Ekatvam Bruvati. And this particular Taittiriya Aranyakam, the Shruti statement from Taittiriya Aranyakam also confirms this fact. Bruvati saying what? Nitya Atmana Ekatvam. All the Veda mantras have the status of remaining one with the timeless Atma. Nitya Atmana Ekatvam. All the Veda mantras have the status of being timeless, remaining timelessly one with Atma. Remaining one with Atma timelessly. This is stated by the mantra. Therefore, Rigadinam Nityatve Samanjasa Syat. So, Rigadinam Nityatve Samanjasa Syat. Therefore, there is appropriateness. Samanjasa Syat means this appropriateness of saying that all the Vedas, such as Rig Veda, etc., they have the perennial eternity. They are perennially eternal. It is appropriate to say all the Veda mantras are timeless, perennially eternal, because the mantra itself states here. Samanjasa means appropriateness. So it is appropriate to say, so that there is appropriateness of Vedas having timeless, having the status of being timeless. All the Vedas. Why? Because they remain one with timeless Atma together at the time of Pralaya. Again, what happens during the Srishti? They manifest the form of thoughts only. Vedas, mantras have only thought form. Secondly, they have sound form, word form, only when they are taught. Richaha akshare parame yoman yasmin deva adivishve nishedhu. See, he puts another quotation from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Now, why he is quoting all these mantras, do you remember? Just to establish the perennial eternity of Veda mantras. Veda mantras have no, not like other objects which undergo changes. See, anything which is in the form of a thought cannot be destroyed. Isn't it? What we say, even when a lot of invasions happen in India, all the books have been burnt, libraries have been burnt, and what was in the minds of people got preserved. You know, we always say this. Even when you are young, you must have heard a story, isn't it? When they talk about the greatness of knowledge, knowledge is something which can never be stolen by any thief. People can come and steal anything from your house. They cannot steal knowledge from your mind. Why? It is no thought. Knowledge is one thing which cannot be stolen because it's no thought. In the same way here, the whole Veda Shastram, the treasures of knowledge, yeah, which is in the form of all mantras, are in the form of thoughts only. So, Richam Akshare Parame Vyoman Yasmin Deva Adhi Vishwe Nishedhu. Don't need to worry about all these mantras. What he said is, this mantra is from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So, this also says the same thing. Is Richaha. Richaha means all the mantras. Rik means a mantra. So the word Richaha, mantraha. Rik is a mantra. Richaha means mantraha. So mantraha means generally the word mantraha, all Vedas. Even though Richaha means Rig Veda Mantraha, but it stands for all the Veda Mantras also. All the Vedas also. Akshare Parame. Aksharam Paramam is what? This indestructible reality. Akshare Parame. Means indestructible reality, Brahma, Paramatma, Ishwaraha. Akshare Parame, Vyoman. The Parama means what? See, Parama, Vyoman means space. So the all, this indestructible reality, the all which is all pervasive like space. Indestructible, all pervasive, reality, all pervasive like space. Aksharam Paramam Vyoma. Vyomni. Parame Vyomni. See the Vyoma, Vyoman Shabda. But here Vyoma, the locative case is Vyomni. Akshare Parame Vyomni. Akshare Parame. But here, it instead of saying Vyomni, the word is only Vyoman. Please make a note. It is not mentioned Vyomni, but Vyoman, we have to take it as Vyomni. Akshare Parame Vyomni. All the mantras are there, where in the in consciousness, indestructible, exalted reality, consciousness, Atma, Brahma, which is all pervasive like space. Yasmin Devaha Adhi Vishve Nishedhu. Yasmin Devaha Vishve Devaha. Vishve. See, Devaha Vishve, but it's Vishve Devaha. All devas, all devatas, nishedhu, adhi nishedhu. Adhi nishedhu means reside. What it means is the entirety of the cosmos, including all the Veda mantras, reside, abide in Bhagavan, the Paramatma, in unmanifest, undifferentiated potential condition at the time of Mahapralayaha. This is the meaning. Okay? So, the Shvetashvatara Upanishad and this Taittiriya Aranyaka mantra, these two mantras presented here, what do they say? They support, they are quoted by Shankaracharya to prove his what he says in his commentary, that mantras are of thought forms only. Only when they are taught, when they are chanted orally, they are in the form of sounds. But mantras always primarily of the form of thoughts only. So, sarve mantraha, sarve vedaha, vritti rupaha eva natu shabda rupaha. They are not of sound word forms. They are of the thought forms. What does the two mantras are quoted here? So Taittiriya Aranyakam also says what? That is Atma who alone obtaining as the witness in all the minds, in whom alone all the mantras remain together as one in unmanifest form at the time of Pralaya. This is the quote number one. What is second quotation now? All the Rig Mantras, implying all the Vedas, remain in the indestructible absolute reality, Brahma, Paramatma, in whom alone all the Devatas reside, abide. Not all the devatas, you can include what? The entirety of the cosmos in whom remains unmanifest, undifferentiated, potential condition at the time of Mahapralaya. That is where Vedas remain. So what is the meaning? Veda is not a product of a human intellect. Human intellect comes later on, isn't it? What is the teaching here? All the Vedas are not products of human intellect. They do not have authorship of human beings. They always remain of thoughts, and they become manifest again. And they become manifest how? Only through teaching. They come out from the mouth of a student teacher to get expressed. They depend on words. They get expressed are the words. Otherwise, they are always in the form of thoughts only. Only for being transferred from the teacher to the student, only when for being taught, they are in the form of thoughts. Otherwise, they are always of the thought forms. Mantras. Okay. Now at least he answered. Now no more argument. Please accept. What acceptance? It is nothing wrong in presenting Veda mantras as the parts of Manomaya. ఆత్మా. ఓకే, ఆదేశ. నౌ విల్ వాట్ ద నెక్స్ట్ సెంటెన్స్. ఆదేశ అత్ర బ్రాహ్మణం ఆదేష్టవ్య విశేష విశేషాన్ అతిదిశతి ఇతి. నౌ వెన్ యు సీ, గో బ్యాక్ టు ద మంత్ర, యు విల్ సీ, రిమెంబర్ ద వర్డ్స్, రిమెంబర్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఫస్ట్ వన్. ఆదేశ ఆత్మా, రీడ్ ద సెంటెన్సెస్. నౌ యూ కమ్ టు దిస్ సెంటెన్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్డ్. తస్య యజురేవ శిరః ఋగ్దక్షిణః పక్షః సామోత్తరః పక్షః ఆదేశ ఆత్మా అథర్వాంగిరసః పుచ్ఛం ప్రతిష్ఠాం. ఆదేశ ఆత్మ సామోత్తరః పక్షః ఆదేశ ఆత్మా. దిస్ ఇస్ ఆదేశ ఆత్మ. ఓకే, దర్ ఆదేశ. ఆదేశ మీన్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్. ఆదిశతి ఇస్ ద వర్బ్. ఆదిశతి ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్స్, కమాండ్స్. ఆదిశతి మీన్స్ కమాండ్స్, ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్స్. సో ఆదేశ మీన్స్ కమాండ్మెంట్స్, ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్. సో హియర్ బ్రాహ్మణం What does the Brahmanam do? The Brahmana portion of the Veda Shastram, what does it do? Adeshtavya Vishayan. Adeshtavya Vishayaha. And Adeshtavya Viseshaha, not Vishayaha, Viseshaha. Adeshtavyaha Viseshaha. విశేషం స్పెసిఫిక్ రూల్స్. ఆదేష్టవ్యా విశేషాః మీన్స్ స్పెసిఫిక్ రూల్స్ విచ్ వి ఫాలోడ్. సో ఆదేష్టవ్యా విశేషాః విశేషాన్ అతిదిశతి. సో బ్రాహ్మణం, వాట్ డస్ ది బ్రాహ్మణం డూ? బ్రాహ్మణం అతిదిశతి. కిం అతిదిశతి? కాన్ అతిదిశతి? ఆదేష్టవ్య విశేషాన్ బ్రాహ్మణం అతిదిశతి. సో ది బ్రాహ్మణ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది వేద అలోన్ ఆర్డైన్స్, ప్రిస్క్రైబ్స్. బ్రాహ్మణం అతిదిశతి, అతిదిశతి ఆదిశతి మీన్ ద సేమ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్ట్స్. సో బ్రాహ్మణ పోర్షన్ అలోన్ prescribes, instructs, all specific rules to be followed during the performance of a ritual. Okay, which ritual should be performed, how, what should be the, you know, all instructions, detailed, specific instructions to be rules to be followed are adeshtavya viseshaha and atidishati. So Brahmanam prescribes, instructs, all specific rules to be followed. Therefore, it is said to be what? Adesha, trunk of the body. Adesha, Atma. This Veda Purusha. Veda Purusha means what? The Veda presented as the limbs of this Manomaya Atma. Is said to, here, the Brahmana portion forms the trunk of the Veda Purusha. The Manomaya Atma having this, Vedas has this limbs. Atharvana Angirasa cha Drishta Mantraha Brahmanancha. So what he says, Atharvana Angirasa, Atharva Angiras, the two rishis. The third case is what? Atharvana Angirasa. The two rishis, Atharva and Angiras, Drishtaha Mantraha. The mantras revealed to, received by, the mantras seen by, received by the two sages, Atharva Rishi and Angiras Rishi. those mantras from this and the Brahmana portion. And that Swatra Veda also, and the Brahmanam also. So the mantras in the form of a prose, the Veda mantras in the form of prose are, prose come under the category of Brahmanam. The Brahmanam cha. Shantika Paushtikadi Pratishtha Hetu Karma Pradhanatvat Pucham. So here he is explaining why this Atharva, the Atharvangiras of Pucham Pratishtha, why Atharva Veda is said to be the Pucham, the tail of this Veda Purusha, tail of this Manomaya Atma. He said, the reason is giving, the reason is given here. Atharvana Angirasa cha Drishtaha Mantraha. The mantras seen means received by, because they were not simply taught. Mantras received by the sages, Atharva and Angiras. And actually, Pratishtha Hetu Karma Pradhanatvat. Pratishtha Hetu Pradhanatvat. As the mantras have these, all mantras received by Atharva and Angiras, together Atharva Veda has the status of being the cause of one's support and stability. Pratishtha Hetu. Pratishtha Hetu means what is that? It is a cause for one's stability. Pratishtha Hetu Karma Pradhanatvat. So there are many karmas. Okay. Shantika Karmani. Shantikani Karmani. Shantika Karmani. Okay. Shantika Karmani means these rituals specifically performed for neutralizing the knowingly, unknowingly done papams. Others have to be Prayaschitta Karmani. Shantika Karmani means Prayaschitta Karmani. Prayaschitta Karmani means what? Shantika Karmani, which means the ritual specifically for performed for neutralizing the ill effects of knowingly done, unknowingly done wrong actions. Yes, Shantika Karmani. And Paushtika Karmani. Paushtika Karmani means the karmas which are specifically performed for one's own well-being. For Paushtika, Pushti means nourishment. So Paushtika Karma means for nourishing and for accumulating punyam. Paushtika Karmani are rituals specifically performed for nourishing, means for adding to accumulating the punyam. Paushtika Karmani. Why? These Paushtika Karmani are specific rituals. When performed, they contribute for accumulation of wealth, accumulation of also attainment of robust health, good health. Certain rituals are specifically performed for physical well-being, emotional well-being. There are mantras of health. Therefore, Paushtika Karmani are the specific rituals. When performed, they contribute for physical, emotional well-being, health, and they also help a person accumulate wealth. Suppose if I do this karma, the business will do well. They say rituals. No? Some rituals are good for, they are called to remove the obstacle. They remove the obstacles in your business and all that. They enable one earn wealth also. So Shantika Paushtikadi Pratishtha Hetu Karma Pradhanatvat. So the Brahmanam, the mantras which constitute the, which are in the form of prose, which constitute the Brahmana portion of the Vedas also, and all the mantras in Atharva Veda received by these rishis Atharva and Angiras, they have the status of being important as the cause for one's stability, cause for stabilizing one's life. How they contribute to stabilizing one's life? Because they're in the form of, they consist of mantras, specifically the mantras for performing shantika pautika karmani. So shantika karmani, pautika karmani. So you have to earn new punyam. You have to neutralize the old papam. Shantika karmani are for neutralizing the old papam you have earned through knowingly and unknowingly. And pausha karmani are for earning new punyam. To get rid of the old papam, to earn new punyam, one has to perform shantika paushtika karmani. And it also includes what? What is simply having wealth if you're not healthy? Therefore, wealth will be enjoyable only if you have good health. Therefore, it is for emotional, physical well-being and also for accumulating the punyam for one's physical well-being, emotional well-being, also wealth. So, one must, for one to have a good, decent, a quality life. A person's life can have a quality life, be a quality life. A good quality life, only if a person has wealth, not material wealth alone, one must have material wealth in the form of good health, sound physical, mental health, mental well-being, very important to enjoy life. Otherwise, life will not be a quality life. And that's why for that it supports. Otherwise, it's a pratishtha karma. All these karmas are very supportive for one to have a stable life, for one's stability. Pratishtha karmani. Therefore, the Atharvaveda mantras, the Atharvaveda, consisting of the Shantika Paushtika Karmani, mantras for those karmas, forms the tail of this Manomaya Atma. Is it clear? Tadapyesha shloko bhavati Manomayatma prakashakaha purvavat. Okay. So, tadapyesha shloka bhavati. So, now with regard to this Manomaya Atma also, like how before, purvavat, like how in the previous, when we discussing other Annamaya and Pranamaya, we had a Rig Mantra explaining this Manamaya Atma, the other Pranamaya Atma and Pranamaya Kosha and Annamaya Kosha. Here also, Manomayatma Prakashakaha Slokaha, this is a Rig Mantra regarding this Manamaya Atma also. Exactly like how it was mentioned before, Purvavat. Manomayatma Prakashakaha. The following Rig Mantra really is going to explain Manomaya Atma. The sense what? Is Manomayatma Prakashakaha. It's going to make us understand, it's going to reveal the Manomaya Atma, explain Manomaya Atma. Manomayatma Prakashakaha Shlokaha. The Rig Mantra is going to be the revealer of the Manomaya Atma. What is Manomaya Atma all about? He's going to explain to us. Until now, Manomayaha, okay, the Manomaya is also mentioned as the Atma only. You know why? Still, we have not yet analyzed the Manomaya Atma and negated it as the Kosha. We have strong identity with Manomaya. They were presented as the Atma only. Iti Brahmanandavalyam Tritiyaha Anuvakaha Samaptaha entering into the fourth Anuvaka. Okay. Let us chant the fourth Anuvaka here. Yato vacho nivartante. You know, don't worry too much about it. Just we are going to understand our own mind. Okay. The Veda Shastra presents beautifully all the Vedas as the limbs of Manamayatma. That's all. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha anandam brahmano vidvan na bibheti kadachaneti tasyesha eva sharira atma yav purvasya tasma dvaye tasma anmanomayat anyontara atma vijnanamayaha tenaisha purnaha savayesha purusha vidha eva tasya purusha vidhatam anvayam purusha vidham tasya shraddhai vashiraha ritam dakshinav pakshaha satyamuttarav pakshaha yoga atma mahapuchyam pratishtha tadapyesha sloko bhavati. See, in the fourth anuvaka, first a few sentences in the beginning. Yato vacho nivartante, yato onwards. Apraapya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan na bibheti kadachaneti. Until then, until iti shabda, that is what is Rig Mantra, explaining the Manomaya Atma. There ends Kadachaneti. There ends the Rig Mantra Manomaya Atma Prakashakaha Rig Mantraha. The Rig Mantra which explains or which throws some light on the Manomaya Atma. Yato Vacho onwards Kadachaneti until then. Afterwards, the Vijnanamaya Atma is introduced. Okay. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasasaha anandam brahmano vidvan na bibheti kadachaneti. What is Manomaya? Okay. So here, two meanings we have to understand. Vachaha nivartante. Vachaha nivartante means words return. What does it mean? Words return means what? Words return means it seems the words are running behind. One meaning, you can take it as Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. You can take Nirgunam Brahma also, but Nirgunam Brahma meaning is not appropriate here. Words are running behind Ishvara. And then, for what? To catch him. What does it mean? They try to describe. When the words try to describe, words are said to be running behind. And then what now? They are not able to catch. They return. It's imagination, okay? Words run after Ishvara to describe Ishvara, and then they're not able to catch, means what? They return. Means they fail in their effort of revealing. Vachaha nivartante, words return. So, here, who is Hiranyagarbha? Samashti Ishwaraha. Samashti Manaha. So Hiranyagarbha, the Samashti Ishwaraha, being the whole, the words try to describe, but they are incapable of describing. Means words cannot describe the whole. Words cannot describe the whole because the whole is incomprehensible. Comprehensible alone can be described. Incomprehensible cannot be described. The whole being incomprehensible. Again, whole because, again, what here? The total. So, Hiranyagarbha, you can say the consciousness Brahman also. But here, appropriate is Hiranyagarbha because Manomaya. Sometimes we say this consciousness, absolute reality consciousness, implied by the term Atma or Brahman also, cannot be described by words. Because reality has no attributes. And reality is something which is beyond the knowledge, beyond the thoughts. Being distinct from thoughts, they can be described by words which come later, which are expressions of thoughts. The words, expressions of thoughts. Please make a note. The words come only after the thoughts. Which is first? Thoughts or word? Thoughts are the first. Isn't it? Thoughts have the first place. The words are expressions of thoughts only. Without the thought, word cannot come first. Understand? Thoughts precede the words. When you say something, even in daily conversation, whatever you say, whatever comes from your mouth, when you communicate, you communicate what? Your thinking, your thoughts only. So, words are means of communicating one's views, one's thoughts. Therefore, words come later. So, words cannot describe the thoughts. Words are means of communication of thoughts. Therefore, words cannot be before the thoughts. Therefore, when the words try to describe the mind, they fail in their attempt. So, words cannot describe the mind. Mind is what? Totality of mind is Hiranyagarbha, Ishwara also. Therefore, Vachaha Nivartante. All the words return, trying to describe, explain, but they fail their attempt to describe Hiranyagarbha. And how Manasa Saha Aprapya. And not only that, the words, even the mind tries to conceive the total. Mind itself is trying to conceive, okay, what is Brahma. So, this Ishvara is inconceivable, mentally inconceivable, verbally indescribable. Absolute reality, Brahman also, is inconceivable, indescribable. So also, Samashti Ishwaraha also is indescribable, mentally inconceivable. Being incomprehensible, depends on what? Indescribable. How can, listen, it is not possible for individual mind to describe the total. That is why we have Murtis. Understand? The total can never be conceived by an individual. That is why in being inconceivable mentally, being indescribable or verbally, it is said here, vachaha nivartante yataha. So yataha means from Hiranyagarbha, the total, the totality of minds, Hiranyagarbha Ishvara, the words return, failing they fail their effort of trying to describe, along with the mind, manas aprapya, without having reached, without having aprapya, without having reached Hiranyagarbha, without being able to describe Hiranyagarbha, words return along with the mind, because mind also is in mind also you are capable of conceiving Hiranyagarbha. So being the in mentally being inconceivable is mentioned meant here, say manasa saha aprapya. So manaha api na prapnoti, vachaha api na prapnavanti. Words do not reach Hiranyagarbha, mind also does not reach Hiranyagarbha. Means mind is incapable of conceiving Hiranyagarbha. Words are incapable of describing Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, it is said here, watch manasasaha vachaha aprapya nivartante. Vachaha katam nivartante? Vachaha Hiranyagarbham aprapya manasasaha nivartante. Mind and words go together to catch Hiranyagarbha, to describe, to think of, and they fail the attempt, they return. Along with the mind, words return without having reached Hiranyagarbha, means without being able to describe him, without being able to conceive Hiranyagarbha. I'm going to little meaning only. I'll explain this in tomorrow's class. Anandam, tomorrow we'll completely see the whole Manomaya. Tomorrow we'll understand Manomaya, Atma being Manomaya Kosha. Okay. Anandam Brahmano Vidwan. So literal meaning I'm giving here. Anandam Brahmano Vidwan. Now, that is Hiranyagarbha. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is the one, the totality of all, Lord of all the minds. All the minds together is Hiranyagarbha. Every mind is what? Every mind, every Manomaya, individual Manomaya Atma is non-different from Samashti Manomaya Hiranyagarbha. And the Hiranyagarbha is the one who cannot be conceived mentally, but be described verbally. Therefore, this Upanishad beautifully says, the poor words return along with the mind, without being able to reach Hiranyagarbha, they return. That is Hiranyagarbha. And that Hiranyagarbha, Anandam Brahmano Vidwan. So here Vidwan means the meditator. Please make a note, the word Vidwan means a wise person who has knowledge of the truth. And Vidwan means a scholar, but here Vidwan means a meditator. Vidwan, Anandam, Brahmanaha Anandam. The meditator meditates on the nature of Hiranyagarbha. Brahmanaha Anandam means the nature of Hiranyagarbha is Brahmanaha. Here Brahma means Sagunam Brahma. Brahmanaha Anandam Vidwan, the person who is meditating on the nature of Hiranyagarbha. Here please make a note, the word Anandaha does not mean here, it's a Swarupam. Brahmanaha Anandam Vidwan, the person who meditates upon the nature of Hiranyagarbha, has the benefit. What's the benefit? Kadachana na bibheti. He would become free from fear. He does not fear at all, at any time. Kadachana na kadachana bibheti. Kadachana sometimes. Na kadachana bibheti. The benefit of Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is seeing Hiranyagarbha being, seeing all the minds as Ishvara. All the minds are manifestation of Ishvara, manifestation of knowledge. Every mind, every thought, all the minds are Ishvara. This is what meditating upon Hiranyagarbha's nature. What is Hiranyagarbha? Who is Hiranyagarbha? Seeing all the minds as Ishvara is Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. So, Brahmanaha Anandam Vidwan, the person who understands and meditates upon Hiranyagarbha's nature, that as a result of practicing this meditation, he does not Nabibheti, he does not fear at all. Kadacha Nabibheti. What does it mean? The person will have relative fearlessness. What is relative fearlessness? We'll understand, we'll see that how a person attains relative fearlessness, we understand. Only in Parabrahma Jnanam, one will have absolute fearlessness. Absolutely fearlessness is what absolute freedom is possible only in Jnanam. But now Hiranyagarbha Upasanam also helps a person to some extent to get rid of fear. So one can become relatively fearless. Na bibheti kadachaneti tasyaisha eva sharira atma. See, when you repeatedly dwell upon this mind, okay, what is this mind all about? This mind also is, okay, individual mind cannot exist by itself. The individual mind is there as the part of samashti manaha, samashti manamsi, the totality of minds. So it is being part of the, it is dependent on the samashti manaha Hiranyagarbha for its existence. We have to remember the same example. Just as one individual wave cannot exist by itself independently, without the corresponding total being there, individual mind also cannot be there by itself without the corresponding total mind being there. So, is dependent on the corresponding total mind. Otherwise, said to be Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, it is like, it is a product. It is an effect of the samashti. Vyashti is an effect, product of the samashti. Because it's dependent. It's as good as the product. Therefore, it has no independent existence. But no independent existence means it is non-substantial namarupa karma. Therefore, it is as good as non-existent. This is how we have to understand the mind also. And but if specifically if a person meditates upon this nature of Hiranyagarbha, and then it relieves a person from the phenomenon called fear. We can get rid of fear. That is the benefit of dwelling upon the nature of mind. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Okay, with that, nabibheti kadachaneti, with that ends the manomaya kosha. We'll continue next tomorrow. Tomorrow make it much clearer. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.